Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas is a nonprofit organization that helps preserve and revitalize homes for those who are not physically or financially able to do the work themselves. Choice Hotels International is a national sponsor for Rebuilding Together, and this year they have selected Northwest Arkansas as the location of one of their projects. Korean War veteran Bart Nelson, someone Jan Skopesic, executive director of the Northwest Arkansas chapter, describes as an awesome individual, will be the beneficiary of the November 6th project.
Bart had applied to us through a reference. He has a very dear friend of his who has been assisting him in getting his veterans benefits, something at 80 years old you'd think he would have gotten before now. But unfortunately, he was someone that got dropped in the crack. And so we have a 20-year veteran who lives in Rogers and has been working with the VA to help Bart. And it coincided with Choice Hotels coming to us and asking us to take on a project. When I saw that it was going to fall on November 6th, my first and foremost thought was the perfect way to do this is to do it in celebration of one of our veterans.
Throughout the year, the nonprofit organization helps keep low-income homeowners safe, warm, and dry.
Rebuilding Together's mission is to go in and to rehabilitate homes for low-income homeowners in Benton and Washington counties. And our goal is to make their home a someplace that's safe and warm, restore independence. And so we proceed to do this throughout the year.
Although volunteers from Arkansas, as well as Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri are scheduled to help with this weekend's project, work has already begun on the property in Gentry. Skopesic explains that some of the work has to be completed by licensed professionals. PHG Construction from Little Rock, for example, began helping out a few weeks ago.
They brought a crew up here, and they are dealing with leveling of floors and replacing some floor joists. And then we have the roof was started yesterday. We will have, all of the plumbing has been replaced in the house. The electrical will be done the end of this week. We have new cabinets and all new fixtures coming into the bathroom, new cabinets in the kitchen, new tile floor, and we've refinished his wood floors. And then the windows are being replaced. And then the volunteers on that actual work day are going to go through inside the house, paint the entire interior, and we'll be cleaning up all the landscaping outside.
As a nonprofit, Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas sometimes receives donated materials. However, Skopesic explains that she knows with the shape of the economy, suppliers are struggling just like everyone else.
We work with our suppliers and our tradesmen. In the current economic situation, we have to recognize that they're not truly in a position to be able to do as much as they've done in the past. And so, as I've said to each of them, we recognize where you are. We appreciate your being involved, and we want to partner with you. Very often, they will do discounts, and where possible, they will donate material.
The executive director says anyone who wants to help can contact the office and get involved because they can never have too many volunteers. She adds that Saturday's event will be a day of celebration. She says not only is it a day to celebrate veterans, but also celebrate the community coming together.
It's an opportunity for individuals to return to something that some of us grew up with, and it's called family helping family, community helping community. Back before our families were so fractured, if you needed help, if there was back to the old barn raising, and think back to when someone was sick, family gathered, food was brought, assistance was there for whoever might need it. And with our families being so fractured today, it's one of the things that our volunteers have spoken to is it's given them a chance when they can't help their family at home to certainly come together and be able to help someone within their community who doesn't have the ability to be able to help themselves. Their funds, whatever they might be, are devoted to going through and attempting to put food on the table, to take care of medical bills, to clothe themselves, and very often there's not a whole lot of money left over.
More information is available at 479-725-2488 or rebuildingtogetherNWA.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.